skin, baby, won't had a wake. Had a brown skin woman, she don't have to wait. So I told my, yeah, you'll cry my knees. But I'm just like a rabbit, ain't got no name. Doggone a woman. And I'm slipping in a darting hole ain't never been. Say it's good to your folks, say they know he won't run. What good is your folks, you so it won't run. What you need with a woman, you call and she won't come. While I'm sitting down thinking in the blue creep down on me. I'm sitting down thinking, I'm sitting down thinking, where I want to be. Well, where were you when the gym lead left the town? Oh, where were you when the gym lead left the town? For as long as I see the poor thing kind of around. I don't saw city and it poor thing turn around. I need my baby walking round the road. I seen my baby walking down the road. So she going through places I ain't never knew. All it takes me, try me one more time. Oh, take me. Me one more. While I bleed in my soul, I can't change your mind. Sound pretty good. Said my mother told me, Daddy told me too. Why my mother told me, Daddy told me too. Some of these brown skinned women gonna be the death of you. I'm a sin, I'm thinking, I hit my doggy bark. I said, I'm thinking, I'm hit my doggy bark. Say some low down joker slipping round in the dark.
Music there from Joe Calicut and Come Home to Me, Baby. That's from an Arhuli release called Mississippi Delta Blues in the 1960s, volume number 2, there from Joe Calicut, plus Roosevelt Sykes, along with his buddy Lee Green. That was the Henry Ford Blues. Time for just a few more tracks here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from John Lee Hooker, as well as Doughboy Diamond, to finish this up. Doughboy Diamond, also from that Mississippi Delta Blues in the 1960s collection. But first, we're going to hear from Bucca White. Here he is with the High Fever Blues on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm taken down with the fever, and it won't let me sleep. I'm taken down with the fever, and it won't let me sleep. It was about 3 o'clock. Before he would let me be, I wish somebody would come and drive my fever away. I wish somebody come and drive my fever away. This fever I'm having sure is in my way. I'm having. Show it hard on a man. Say fever I'm having. Show it hard on a man. They don't allow my lover come and shake my hand.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we were going to listen to the legendary guitarist and arranger Carlos Barbosa Lima. He brought his dazzling virtuosity to the stage, exploring classical music, jazz, his own compositions from his native Brazil during a career of more than six decades. Carlos Barbosa Lima passed away on February 23rd in Paraty, in the state of Rio. He was 77 years old. Born in 1944 in São Paulo in the neighborhood called Brooklyn, he debuted at a solo concert in São Paulo in 1957 when he was only 12 years old. The raving reviews he got led to invitations to a concert in Rio. At the time, it was still the capital of Brazil, which was preceded by an appearance on a TV show. Barbosa Lima, at that time, was 13 years old. Soon after, he got a contract with the recording company Chanticleer, and out of that, the LP recording Dez Dedos Mágicos num Violão de Ouro, 10 Magic Fingers on a Golden Guitar, was released. In 1967, he had his American debut in Washington, D.C., and he started a rich concert career which expanded across the U.S., Central and South America, and Europe. When he was in Madrid, in Spain, he met the great Andrés Segovia. Barbosa Lima does have a connection with Pittsburgh. He took a teaching position at CMU, at the Carnegie Mellon University, between 1974 and 1978. It was during that time that his reputation as a world-class guitarist began to blossom and composers began writing works specially for him. In 1980, he moved to New York City, took a teaching post at the Manhattan School of Music, and started performing with guitarists of other genres, like jazz guitarist Charlie Byrd. Charlie Byrd introduced him to the owner of Concord Records, and as a consequence, 11 records were released on the Concord Jazz label. Here are Carlos Barbosa Lima and Charlie Byrd playing the Valsa de Esquina No. 8 by Francisco Mignone. Thank you. Aquarela do Brasil, Brazil, with Carlos Barbosa Lima. Before that, 1-0 by Pixinguinha, Rosa, and Valsa de Esquina. These two last pieces in a duet with Charlie Bird. Carlos Barbosa Lima always had a strong connection to Latin musicians. Here he is in a duet with a Paraguayan guitarist, Berta Rojas, in a very well-known Brazilian song. Thank you. just heard El Marabino and Merengue with Carlos Barbosa Lima. Before that, Sons de Carrilhões and Tico Tico no Fubá with both Carlos Barbosa Lima and Berta Rojas. If you're just joining us, tonight we're listening to the Brazilian guitar player Carlos Barbosa Lima. In 1982, Barbosa Lima started a partnership with Antônio Carlos Jobim. They would often meet at Jobim's Upper East Side apartment in New York City for private jam sessions. It was out of these sessions that the recording Carlos Barbosa Lima plays music by Antônio Carlos Jobim and George Gershwin, a crossover CD before even the word crossover was popular, was released. Jobim was always impressed with Barbosa Lima's arranging techniques for the guitar, which he described as multilinear, basically meaning that several voices were moving at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard a number of compositions by Antônio Carlos Jobim. This last one was Samba do Avião and featured the drummer Duduca da Fonseca. Duduca and his wife Maúcha Adnet, who played often with Jobim himself, will be in Pittsburgh on March 19 at the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild in a wonderful collaboration with the Pittsburgh Symphony. We'll talk more about that in the next weeks. For now, let us end our program with Carlos Barbosa Lima playing music by Ernesto Nazaré. Thank you all very much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, hoping to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or wrct.org. Enjoy your weekend and stay with the sounds of Carlos Barbosa Lima and Ernesto Nazaré. Thank you.
Thank you. how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one stepbrother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my car. See the finish line.